What brands are nailing it right now?
Right now, I'm working with a couple of different brands in a lot of different ways through my work with the Hawks. But I am looking a lot at banking. And Chase is a bank that is not really been, it's been present in Atlanta for a while, but I know that they're making a push nationally in a lot of big ways. And they're doing banking a little differently than I have thought of. They're looking at their tellers and their centers where people are coming in as more experiential opportunities to wow them. Mm-hmm. So they, I think one example I think they did in New York with the Knicks is they had Knicks players, you know, coming just to do meet and greets and talk about what financial literacy is and really using pop culture and experiential marketing as an opportunity to educate, which I thought was really interesting because the reality is that banking is never going to be the same. Like people don't have to go into a bank to deposit a check or to take money out, you know what I mean? And just the way that things are so much more electronic and not as transactional. And so ways that they can still try to build a brand that has some sort of personal connection to people, but also putting it in an environment and wanting people to come in and do a, even transaction, but just have some engagement with a physical place where right now, like, I don't know the last time I went inside of a bank because I didn't have to.
Right.
It's really interesting.
Right. I love that.
So I think that they're doing well. I am a personal fan locally of Slutty Vegan. And I don't know if you're familiar at all, but a young lady named Pinky Cole created this mega food truck with her vegan burgers and has taken the world by storm. And she's done a fantastic job of looking at something like veganism, finding a way to, one, make it super relevant pop culture wise by getting influencers and through her social media following and just savvy of really reaching out to the right people, having them sample her product and having quality product, has really been able to develop locally. Those lines are ridiculous trying to stand in line. And I think they're actually doing better operationally. But then also like other brands and things. I just saw recently that she's partnering with Wrap Snacks to come out with a Slutty Vegan flavor of chips. And I was like, really? A gas station Slutty Vegan?
Wow.
And I remember in college, you know, I had friends who were vegetarian or vegan, especially in Jamaica. They were Rastafarian and that was a normal way of life. But it was so counterculture, mm-hmm. you know, where now obviously the world is shifting, health consciousness is coming up in a very different way. And so for her to be able to really reach out to a community that would look at the word, you don't have any meat, and look at you like you have three heads, and to really embrace what she's doing, I think that she is killing it from a brand perspective and a business standpoint, and hopefully will continue to grow and evolve.